Yes, it is Thursday. It's April 23rd, 2020. A little overcast out there, but that's okay. We're going to keep it moving. We're all doing this thing together. These are just a couple of stories, Mark, that caught my attention today. You know, it's a lot of talk about reopening America amid the coronavirus crisis. Well, D.C.'s mayor, Muriel Bowser, who's done an excellent job, I think, in being out in front of what's going on, tracking this whole pandemic locally. She came out today and said that, yeah, you know, she, like everybody else, wants to open the economy, but there are steps that need to be put into place. And one of those things is putting together a team of hundreds of what's known as contact tracers. These are people who basically will call, figure out like where you were, who you were in touch with and all that before they can move forward. Now, she said they would like to build a team of 900 contact tracers to just see, you know, so when you think about the district and how intensive that could be, it's mind-boggling to think of a state like Florida saying, okay, we're open. Right? It is very interesting.
Thank God the DMV leadership is so much smarter than the rest of the country.
Oh, boy.
Are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? This is smart leadership. Maryland, D.C., Virginia, okay.
Well, look, Maryland tomorrow, Governor Hogan comes out
with his
plan to start to reopen Maryland. And when I say that, I want you to hear me. He's talking about steps, phases. This is not, the mayor didn't even answer a question today when a reporter tried to press her on the timing of this. He said, you know, June, July, she was like, next question, we'll open it when we're safe to do so.
Get it together, Virginia.
Let's do this, Virginia. Okay. Oh, speaking of opening the economy, so yesterday we were talking about Georgia opening up tomorrow, right? And we were like, how can this happen? We were talking about the mayors of places like Atlanta and other places saying, no, not so fast. Well, now, guess what? President Trump is backpedaling. He says he thinks it would be a bad idea for Georgia to open up. So it's this conflicting, mixed messages here. So I'll be interested in seeing. But it looks like Georgia is going to be open for business when it comes to things like hairdressing and also movies, and it's very interesting. Let's end on a high note when we're talking about the coronavirus. So Will Smith does this thing called Will From Home, and it's Instagram Live, basically, and he was talking with Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has been out in front of this pandemic, and the sweetest thing happened. A little girl named Ava, she hopped on the call, and she wanted to know if the Tooth Fairy would still come with the pandemic. Would it be safe for her to come, and do you think she'd still come? And just the sweetest response, Dr. Fauci really took his time with it and was like, of course, and you will get money under your pillow. And then Will Smith laughed and we all felt a little better.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
A couple of things on my timeline today.
Coming up, Ask Allison on WHUR.
It's Allison's Timeline on 96.3 WHUR.